Scott, and we also thank you, Alyssa, for that. We'll let our children be dismissed to Children's Church, so anyway, we'll let them go at this time. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis, to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. As you know, we've been preaching a series on the importance of God's Word, and first of all, we preached on how we got God's Word, how it came into being a couple of weeks ago, and then last week we spent some time on evidences that you find that prove that the Bible is truly God's Word and it is truly true, and that's where we're going to spend our time today. But we're going to look at Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to read parts of chapter 1 and just pick out some points there, and we'll be referring back. It says in verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Let's skip on down to verse 25. And you'll find those following verses give day after day what God did in those days, each day of creation. Verse 25, "And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the earth, over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Verse 31 says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Let's pray. Father, I do thank thee so much for your word. And Lord, we do thank thee so much for the privilege to preach and teach it. And Lord, as we concentrate upon the proofs and evidence that proves that the Bible is true, Lord, we just ask thee to help us be able to understand. And Lord, help us be able to articulate to others why we believe, what we believe, and the evidence that backs it up. And Lord, we just ask you to teach us from your word and bless this day. For this we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As we spent time a couple of weeks ago, as you note, the Bible is God's inspired, it is God's word, as God revealed himself to us. One of the ways was the Bible you hold. He did it through many ways. Creation, he did it through visions and dreams. He did it through his son, Jesus Christ. But he did it also revealing himself by giving us this book. The Bible is God's revealed word. It's also God's inspired word. It was inspired by God himself, so he used men to write down without error in the original manuscript his words to man, and they were able, with God's work, able to even show themselves where you could see the personality of those writers. 40 men over 1,600 years from three continents and three languages gave us God's word. And it is God's word. It's also been preserved, and we spent some time on how it's been preserved throughout time. Then we spent last Sunday, we kind of went into the courtroom and laid out evidences of why the Bible is absolutely true. Why it is God's word. What is some evidence that backs it up? Things that we brought out thus far was we brought out that the Bible claims itself. The claims throughout the Word of God says that it's God's word. The claims of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ referred to the Bible throughout his time on earth. He's referred to the Old Testament. And when he did, he was given credence to the fact that it was true. When he mentioned men from the Old Testament, which backed up that they were here, and that was also true. We also brought out that the claims of the writers, 3,000 times the Bible says, or the writers say, "Thus saith the Lord." They knew they were writing God's word. They knew it was God revealing himself to man. They knew they were inspired, and they were writing down God's word to us. Then we also brought out last time is also the unity of Scripture proves that it's God's word. It is impossible for 40 men over 1,600 years, from three continents in three languages to all agree. We can't get even, as you note, the weather channels can't even agree on what's going to happen. They all verify and back up and prove that the Bible is God's Word. That brings you this morning, and that is a topic that is a big topic. Rasky has been here and spent some time with us and revealing to us these many truths that back up the Bible. And that's what we're going to do this morning. And that one is this, is science proves that the Bible is true. I'm going to say that again. Science proves that the Bible is true, or God's Word. True science, as you note, is the finding of facts. That is true science. If you take science in its truest form, it is really finding and verifying facts. That's what science is. It is not theory. Theory is something else. Science is verifying and finding of facts. The facts that the scientists will come up with and find always verify the Bible. But man's theories many times do not, because they're man's theories. For example, the theory of evolution. That's a theory. That is not fact. That is theory. Man's theories do not back up many times Scripture. Now, what does the Bible say? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that God, what did He do? He created. Who is God? What did He do? He created. When did He do it? In the beginning. How did He do it? He spoke. How did He do this? With His magnificent power, God created all things, and He did it with an apparent age. He did not put Adam and Eve in the garden in diapers. No, they were apparently looked old. They looked, I think they were probably 33 years about age is what they looked. They were, but anyway, that was a young couple. It was not babies placed in the Garden of Eden. Now you'll note that God did that, and the Bible says that God did it in a 24-hour period, six of those in which He created. He created by speaking, and He created things with an apparent age. And what we read was, in the beginning, who, God, did it in the beginning, and He created, that's what He did, all things that you see were created by Him and for Him, but He created them in a 24-hour period. That is what the Bible teaches, and that's what we read in Genesis. In 6 days, He created everything, including male and female. So that is what God says. The Bible genealogies place, if you take the Bible genealogies and you find them listed, places the age around 6,000 years. So according to the Word of God, somewhere between 6 or 8,000 years, that's when we would find actual creation took place according to God's Word. If you take the genealogies, that's what you come up with. We also find that the flood then happened about 1,600 years later. So you have 6,000 years, and then you go 1,600 more years coming forward, you find then we had the flood. So at that time, 4,400 years ago, that's when we had 8 people left on the earth. So that was Noah and his family. So that gives you a little bit of an idea. So then that takes us from there to present, from the flood, approximately 4,400 years. So that gives you an idea of the Bible genealogies, approximately the time. Now you say they can be a few years different, obviously, but nonetheless, that's approximately given to you the age of the earth. Creation is, as you note, the number one attack that you're going to find in our school system. They are going to attack creation. You say, why is it so important that you attack in the beginning? God created the heaven and the earth. He did it in 6 24-hour days, all that is. Why is that under attack? Here's why. Because if you can prove that that did not happen as God says, then that makes the Bible not true. That is why it is so important for us to understand that science, the facts of science, always back up Scripture. If you have it not this way, then guess what? Man is an animal. Man did not need a Savior. Man is just going to die and return to dust, and there's no eternity, there's no future, there's no hope. And so that is why it is under attack in our educational system, because they hate the Bible, they don't want to be accountable to God, they don't want to understand there is an eternity in heaven or hell, there is also a judgment. And so because of that, we have the theories of man. Man's theory is this: that some 18 to 20 billion years ago, matter in the universe, which was dust particles, began to gather together. This is their theory. That 18 to 20 billion years ago, the dust particles in the atmosphere began to gather together. They first began to gather at about the size of a pinhead or a mark on your paper from your pen. And then that began to spin. And as it began to spin and go in circles, it gathered more and more dust particles until it became huge and then it blew up. That is the Big Bang. And they say that it blew up, and so when it blew up, it threw out Earth, the stars, all the planets became into existence at that time by the Big Bang. Now, if you believe that, and you may, I got a question for you. If you were to find a junkyard and you would put a bomb in that junkyard and blow that junkyard up, would you come up with a Rolls Royce? Not a chance. Whatever car you like would not be put together by a Big Bang. It's impossible. Then they also teach is that through the process of spontaneous generation, life began in the earth. First, we had a one-celled being or a one-celled whatever. Then that changed and it didn't like the way it was and it became, guess what, a fish. And one day the fish didn't like to swim, so he crawled on shore and became a reptile. And the reptile didn't like his state, and so he began to fly. He grew wings. And after he flew for a while, he wanted to be an animal, and he became an animal. And through the process, we had monkeys and apes, and pretty soon we had your children. They just act that way. That's what they're trying to tell you. That is evolution. Now, they said this took billions and billions of years for this to happen. However, scientists have gone back to, and they have taken the genes, and they have gone back, and they have found that all mankind came from two people. I can tell you the names of those two people, Adam and Eve, because that's what the Bible says. So we have, someone is right. Obviously, either the theory of these scientists, not their facts, or the Bible is true. And I explain to you and I say to you emphatically, the Bible is absolutely true. And so I'm going to give you some of the things that reveal to us that the earth is not billions of years old and there was no Big Bang that brought everything into being. The first one is this, is the law of conservation, of rotation. If you were to take a handful of marbles and throw them, you would find, if you could back it up and take it in slow motion, when they left your hand, all of them would spin the same direction. That is called the law of the conservation of motion. You say, why is this important? If the Big Bang took place, then when things blew, you would have all the planets spinning the same direction, because that is the law. When you throw everything out, it all spins or rotates at the same, going the same direction. However, that is not what is happening. There are 9 planets in our solar system. There is Earth, there's Venus, there's a Pluto, and there's Mars and Saturn, Uranus, Jupiter, and Neptune, and also you'll find Mercury. Of these, you'll note that all orbit the sun counterclockwise, but the sun itself is spinning clockwise. If at all there was a big bang, it all would be spinning the same way, but they are not. All orbit the sun counterclockwise, but the sun is spinning clockwise. All 9 planets, 7 are spinning counterclockwise, and 2 are spinning clockwise, which is Venus and Uranus. There are 50 moons in the solar system. 11 are spinning backwards. 4 are spinning backwards around the planets. There was no Big Bang, or they would all be spinning the same direction, and they are not. The moon is moving further and further away from the Earth. That obviously goes against the fact that we are getting hotter and hotter when the moon is moving the other direction, and so is the sun. By measuring the rate at which things are moving away, you can just back up. So you can back up and say, okay, how many years? If we're going at this rate now, then what would it be 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago? And here's what they have found. At 100 million years ago, not billion, million years ago, it would have been pulled into the Earth by the Earth's gravitational pull. Now I'll say that again. If we go back 100 million years, not billions, the moon would have been pulled in because it would have been that close to the Earth, and it would have been pulled into its atmosphere and exploded. At 1 million years ago, the tides would have covered the Earth twice a day, completely. Completely covered the Earth at 1 million years ago. It's impossible. You do not have 18 to 20 billion years ago that there was a Big Bang. It's impossible. You'll note also that Saturn has rings surrounding the planet. These rings are made up of dust particles, and they're growing, expanding, and separating. That's what's happening now. So they can go back and they can measure at their rate of separation and their rate of expanding what it was so many years ago. Scientists have come to the truth that if you measure them, you'll find that Saturn cannot be more than 10,000 years old for it to even still have rings. They would have dissipated. They would have disappeared. There would not be any. But since they still have them at their rate of change right now, they would not be 10,000 years ago. Also, you'll find that the sun is also shrinking at a rate of 5 feet per hour. That's what the sun is shrinking. So much for global warming, but anyway, it's shrinking. At 1 million years ago, life could not have existed on the Earth. At 1 million years ago. At 20 million years ago, the sun would have overlapped the Earth. If you take that many million years, and I'm not talking about billion like they say, at 20 million years, the Earth and the sun would have overlapped. There was no Big Bang. The Earth is not billions of years old. Comets, like snowballs, are flying through space, and as they travel, they leave behind them a trail. The trail is growing smaller and smaller. Scientists say that for those comets to still have in existence these particles, they cannot be more than 15,000 to 20,000 years old, or they would have also dissipated. The Earth is not billions of years old, and there was not a Big Bang. Jupiter is moving, is losing heat, I should say, twice as fast as the other planets. And they can measure how fast it's cooling down. And for it to still have heat, it's impossible that it is billions of years old, or it would be totally cold. It is not. As the moon is traveling through space at 66,000 miles per hour, it is collecting dust particles. That is a fact. And if you back up and say, okay, if you take billions of years old, how many dust, much or how deep would the dust particles be? And the scientists say, if the moon was 4 billion years old, 4 billion, not 18, it would have 1 mile of dust particles. And as you note, in preparation for landing on the moon, the moon lunar module had huge pads because there was this concern that when it landed, it would sink into this deep dust cavity. Also, Neil Armstrong had on his pack, in case that happened, a way for him to jet back to the module. And so it was a big concern, and there was this disagreement between the creationists and the non-creationists, how much would be on the moon. And when they landed, Neil Armstrong stepped off the space capsule and said, "One small step for man, one giant step for mankind." When he did, he stepped into 3/4 of an inch of dust particles, because that is the amount that it would be if the Earth was created 6,000 years ago. Also, the magnetic field around the Earth is growing weaker and weaker. By measuring its rate of decrease, and we can find what it was in the past. And if we go back 15,000 years, you'll note that man could not have lived on the Earth because the heat would have been too great at 15,000 years ago. The Earth is not billions of years old. There was no Big Bang. Also, you'll note that each year as it rains, the mountains are eroding. By measuring the rate of erosion and going back in time, we can learn that the Earth is not billions of years old, because guess what? It would have been flat. Also, we can rate as it rains, 30% of the water goes in, eventually gets into the ocean. As it does, it's carrying minerals and it's carrying salt particles. If the Earth were millions of years old or billions of years old, the ocean would be extremely salty because all that salt is getting into the sea. But what is the percentage? The percentage is 3.6%. Impossible for the Earth to be billions of years old. The Earth is rotating around, as you note, it is rotating slower and slower. And so by measuring the speed it is going and the speed of decrease, we can find out approximately how old the Earth would be. At 2 million years, the speed of rotation would have been so great that everything would have been thrown off. The wind speeds would have been thousands of miles per hour. See, the Earth is not billions of years old, and there was no Big Bang. The Mississippi River is dropping sediment into the Delta every hour. 40 or 80,000 tons go into the ocean. By measuring the amount of sediment, science tells us that the Earth cannot be more than 20 to 30,000 years old. It's impossible. The Earth is not billions of years old, and there was no Big Bang. Oil, as you note, is made up of dead plants and dead animals, and it is pressurized at a tremendous amount. In fact, 20,000 pounds per square inch. Scientists tell us that obviously there is, when they drill, there is still the oil pressure today. Now, if the earth was more than 15,000 years of age, the earth would have cracked and the oil would not be under pressure because of that extreme amount. The earth is not billions of years old. God did it in a short amount of time. The old coral reefs, they can measure their growth, and they have found the oldest coral reef is the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And study this growth and how big it is, scientists believe it is 4,300 years old. Isn't that interesting? When the flood was approximately 4,400 years ago. The earth is not billions of years old, and there was no Big Bang. The oldest tree ever found was found in California. That tree is 4,300 years old. Isn't that interesting? Why? Because of the flood. By taking the earth's population, we can go back in time and we can find out, okay, what was it? Let's back up. In 1985, there was 5 billion people on the earth. In 1977, there was 4 billion. In 1962, there was 3 billion. In 1930, there was 2 billion. And in 1800, there was 1 billion. At the time of Christ, there was 1/4 of a billion. And at 4,400 years ago, there was 8. Isn't that interesting? See, what we're being told by science is their theory, because they reject God and they do not believe God. They would rather believe a huge lie. The lie is that 18 to 20 billions of years ago, the dust particles in the atmosphere began to gather. And as they gathered, it started with this very small piece about the size of a pin, and that began to spin. And it spinned and spinned and spinned and finally became a huge ball that blew up. And thus all the planets and the earth came into being. And then through the process of spontaneous generation, throughout billions of years, we came from one-celled being to man. God says, in the beginning, I did it. How did I do it? I spoke. And as I spoke, everything came into being over a 6-day period of time. I did it. So therefore, the Bible is true. And see, we need to know what we believe and why we believe it. God did it. God did it when? In the beginning. What did he do? He created all in 6 days. With an apparent age, he did it by just speaking. He created all. So since that is Bible is true, listen what the Bible says then. I'm going to be held accountable for. And when God says there will be a judgment, and when God says there will be a heaven, and when God says there will be a hell, when God says those things, that's absolutely true. It's proven by the facts of science. It's proven by his son, Jesus Christ, because he said, this is the word that I've spoken unto you, and this is what you're going to be held accountable by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. The writers said they were writing God's word. The unity of Scripture proves that this is true, but also science. So I'm going to ask you this question as we close this morning. I hope that's helpful just a little bit. We are bombarded with every history channel, and you hear and they'll say, well, this happened 16 or whatever billions of years ago. Why not just believe the Bible? The Bible is true. God did it miraculously. And scientific fact proves what God did and how he did it, and that we're held accountable to God's word. Now, my question is, how are you doing with God's word? Are you reading it? Are you studying it? Are you living it? Because it is true. And next week, Lord willing, we were going to go into several more of the things that prove that the Bible is true. Let's pray. Every head bowed and every eye closed, please. I want to ask you this question as we close that I already did. What are you doing with God's Word? Since it is true, science backs up when it does its studies. The facts always verify that the Bible is true. Are you living it? Are you studying it? Are you reading it? And are you telling others the truth of Scripture, that Jesus Christ saves sinners? I hope you are. Our Father, we do thank this so much for your Word, and we do thank this so much for the privilege to preach and teach. And we thank this so much for the evidence that you find showing us that are all around us, Lord, that we serve an absolute, powerful, wonderful, magnificent God. And Lord, we ask you to help us when we hear the lies and the theories of man. Lord, help us to understand that they're just theories. But the truth always is backed up by facts. And Lord, we ask you just to help us to never be shaken, but to stand tall, stand strong, realizing that what you have given us in the Word of God, it is your revealed Word, it is your inspired Word, and it's your preserved Word that we're going to be accountable to. And Lord, we ask you to bless us this day, that you'll just do a work in all of our hearts, that we might grow and that we might be used. We ask in Jesus' precious name, amen.